This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Heather Hughes, founder of BioFit 360, and has been working in the healthcare industry for over 20 years. After hundreds of hours of research, product testing, and consultation, Heather and her team brought BioFit 360 to market, sourcing the products from the most trusted manufacturers with the highest ratings. And Heather, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, for starters, why did you create, or what was the inspiration of creating BioFit 360?
Sure. Yeah, so BioFit 360, you know, the space we're in was traditional healthcare. It's where we come out of. We don't come out of sort of a 420 or traditional cannabis space. We come out of traditional healthcare, working with physicians, physical therapists, chiropractors, nurses, all of that. And really, we formed the products that we have. We formed this company to fill in the gap in healthcare. And the gap that we see, it's a big gap, is in pain management. And so this has to do with sort of the opioid crisis that we're dealing with in our country that's been going on for a couple decades now. I think the last that I heard was somewhere between 250,000 to 400,000 people have died from opioid overdose. So obviously we have a huge crisis on our hands. And beyond that, we have patients who are forced to manage down in their opioid use, or pain management options are limited to them, and yet they still have pain and sometimes also addiction on top of that. And so there's this big issue, this big problem that we have in traditional healthcare, and that is, you know, how do we address this pain issue that patients have, that people have, in a way that is not addictive and does not develop tolerance and can be used on a daily basis and does not interfere with other drugs, right? So that's kind of a tall order, but CBD, cannabidiol, fits in really nicely. And so all of our products are industrial hemp derived, and they're low in THC, so there isn't, and by low I mean under 0.3%, so essentially free of THC. So no one experiences psychoactive effects, and yet they still get that inflammation reduction and pain management issue resolved. And that's why we developed what we have.
And of course, we certainly appreciate what you're doing through BioFit 360 to date. Thanks so much. Now, tell us, what are issues that you see with dosage transparency in your industry?
Yeah, that's a big issue right now. So with industrial hemp becoming legalized January 1st of this year, 2019, it's a bit like the Wild West out there. There is, you know, sort of everybody and their brother has a CBD product out there. And knowing exactly what's in a product isn't easy unless you have a lab to go to and you complete the testing. And in fact, I can give you instances. You know, I did so much product research getting to what we've developed and tried everything available, everything. I ordered everything and tried everything, and also got them lab tested. And I have to concur with, so there's a website called Consumer Labs that I think it costs a little bit of money to be part of it, but you can learn about supplements and what's in them from, and their research. So it's a little bit like Consumer Reports, but for supplements. And they've done some studies on CBD as well. And what they found was maybe 1 out of every 10 actually has what it says is in it, meaning that you can go out and purchase things, purchase CBD online or, you know, through different outlets. And according to Consumer Labs, at least, it's 1 in every 10 is actually going to have what it says. And so that's an issue. I mean, it's a huge issue for transparency and knowing what you're actually getting. We complete third-party lab testing at every stage. So we see, you know, from the crop, from the industrial hemp crop, we know what's in the plants and we know that it's legal. From processing, we know the third-party lab testing there, the COAs, and then ourselves. So our own product, you know, before we ever make it available through our physicians or through, you know, our online outlet, we make sure that what's in it is what we say.
And that is a strong, strong factor right there and so important. Now, I understand you have an ambassador dog. What does Frankie do for BioFit 360?
Yeah, Frankie's a great ambassador. He spreads the word through barks and wags. Frankie is, first off, a user of our product. So working with his family and his vet, they have reduced his use of medication for seizures. And so he's increased his doses of CBD so that he doesn't have seizures and has reduced his dosage of a couple of drugs that are toxic to the liver. And is able to, you know, live a happy Frankie life. He's a very joyful dog, by the way. I don't know if you've seen pictures of Frankie, but he's all fluff. He's a big doodle and is wonderful for helping to attract people to learn more about cannabidiol and how it might help them because, you know, obviously it's not just a pain issue that people have. There's, you know, sleep issues, anxiety issues. And so there's a host of things people stand to learn. And Frankie spreads the word, but he's also spreading the word, you know, not just to humans, and he's also spreading the word to other pets. So, for instance, he has a girlfriend named Lola, and Lola has congestive heart failure, although she's young. She's a young doodle herself. She takes our BioPet 360 to reduce inflammation. It helps improve her daily functioning. My dog is German. She's about 13 and has arthritis, as most Germans do, in her knees and hips. She's a farm dog because we're on a farm. And so for her, it helps with her arthritis. And so Frankie, you know, he's just around to help people to get a little bit closer to learning information about the product. And he does an amazing job at that.
Certainly some interesting information. Thanks for the insight. And I love the fact that you're working with pets as well. Today we are with Heather Hughes, founder of BioFit 360, and has been working in the healthcare industry for over two decades here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, tell us more about the environmental benefits of industrial hemp farming.
Oh, yeah, happy to. So, you know, I can speak to this from a farmer's perspective as well, because my husband and I do have a farm, and my husband's entire family comes from row crop farming, so up in the Midwest. So I see a couple of really promising things happening on the environmental effect side of just growing industrial hemp. The first is that it's a carbon issue, right? So we're, you know, if you're watching the news at all, you know, there's a lot being talked about for carbon drawdown. And one of the best ways to draw down carbon is to plant plants, and industrial hemp's a plant. So for every 1 acre of industrial hemp planted, it draws down about 4,000 to 5,000 tons of carbon. You know, the amount planted in the acreage matters. So in a year, depending on where you're growing your hemp, your industrial hemp, whether it's, you know, California, where you can get 3 to 4 crops in a year, Colorado, you know, Kentucky, Oregon, those are big states for growing, and other states as well, northern states, you might get 1 to 2 crops grown. But, you know, that can mean anywhere from 5,000 to 40,000 tons of carbon drawdown in 1 year, which is a big deal and pretty awesome. But there's another environmental effect that I see coming that I don't think is talked about much, and I think is very exciting. And that is that farmers are in industrial hemp. It's a very hands-on. It's a manual growing. It's not hands-off, and not that any farming is hands-off. You know, I think I know for a fact that, you know, my husband's family and most farmers are out in their field. You know, they're looking at their plants, they're checking out the weeds, but there also is a lot of equipment involved in industrial farming, you know, in commercial farming now. You know, if you've been out in the Midwest or, you know, anywhere, you know, Nebraska or anywhere there's large farms, you know, you'll see combines that are massive, and, you know, farmers can get in their combine and work their fields and have to, right? Because there's just so many acres of work to do that they need that equipment. My point being that although it's called a weed, it's really quite necessary to be hands-on. You have to touch it every day. And so you can't just grow industrial hemp without being very involved with it. And so I see this side benefit that farmers are, and I think they're excited about it too, because, you know, farmers are farmers for a reason. They like to grow things. And to be able to have a crop that, A, can pay for itself and pay for your farm, and also, you know, to be touching it and knowing what a benefit it's bringing to people, I think that has a cascade of environmental impacts, you know, helping farmers to learn organic farming where they previously didn't have to because it's required. You know, if you're going into CBD products, you have to have a very clean plant. Your soil has to be, I don't want to say clean, because, you know, you want healthy bacteria in there. You want the best soil possible. So the long short being that, you know, the carbon drawdown is amazing, but the secondary benefit I think that we'll see from this crop being legalized is that farmers are really getting in touch with a natural farming, and that's pretty great.
Well, it certainly is, and what a report, and we thank you for bringing all this to our attention and also introducing BioFit 360 to the audience. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further information on BioFit 360 online, where's the best place to get further details?
Sure. Well, first of all, our website, you know, we're at biofit360.com, and we have a lot of information on there. We have great news articles, blogs, you know, and really trying to get to the heart of some research that's being done on our side, white papers with our physical therapists and physicians about, you know, anxiety, depression, pain management, inflammation, all of that, and the benefits of CBD and sort of the all-natural approach. So that's a great resource. We're also, you know, you can follow us on Instagram, BioFit360CBD, Facebook, same. We're on Twitter. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we answer our phones. So if you go on our website and you know, want to find our phone number and call us, you know, we actually have people that answer the phone, and we'll be happy to talk to you about, you know, any questions that any audience member you have might have, so that we can educate, because that's really what we're here for, is to help people understand what's available to them as options and alternatives to, you know, what they might be traditionally consuming to manage their lives and their health.
Again, Heather, thanks so much for your time and for joining us on behalf of BioFit 360. Again, listeners, it is BioFit360.com. Heather, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Heather Hughes, once again, the founder of BioFit 360. And for all the details, visit BioFit360.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.